joined with Pat Hagedorn and Luke Miska. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Good morning, Tanner.
It's great to have you in. Luke, how are you?
I'm awesome.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us. Let's talk Nebraska Sports Council. If you don't know what that is, give us kind of the nuts and bolts of what the Nebraska Sports Council is. You'll know some of the things they do, but you might not know what the council is.
You bet. So Nebraska Sports Council, we're a nonprofit organization. We're most commonly known for the Cornhusker State Games, which is the amateur sports festival that we put on in the middle of July when it's nice and warm out for everybody.
Yeah, we're getting there.
But we do all kinds of things these days. We have the Well Power Movement, which is a web-based wellness program. We do corporate games for Lincoln and Omaha and hopefully other communities soon. We put on the Pumpkin Run. That takes place for elementary age kids in and around the Lincoln area. We have NetFest and Diamond Fest that we do in Kearney.
Oh, yeah.
And we do. We have a wrestling tournament called the
Heartland Havoc.
Yep, the Heartland Havoc. Yep. I forgot all about that one. Anyway, but we're super excited to be here. For the first time ever, we are going to do a Cornhusker State Games event in North Platte. We are bringing our cycle tour to North Platte.
Yeah, how did this come about?
Well, honestly, it's been in the works for probably 5+ years. So we've always been a part of Nebraska Land Days, whether it was part of the rodeo or the parade or David Fudge just hosting us out at the concerts.
Right.
We've had a marketing partnership with Nebraska Land Days and Jeff Caldwell. Who you guys probably know real well from
cycling's involved. Yeah, Caldwells are going to be involved.
Yeah, so Cycle Sport. And Jeff and I have been friends for a long time. North Platte's my hometown, so I've known Jeff for a long time. And I kid you not, for probably the last 5 years, we've talked about making this happen. And the timing and just worked out to make it happen this year.
Very good. So, Luke, how many total events in the Cornhusker State Games? I know there's a lot of different sports.
Yep. So we're up to 74.
Yeah. And, I mean, I assume then most of those take place in Lincoln.
Yeah, I would say it's a healthy mix, but probably the city with the most events would probably be Lincoln.
Okay, yeah. But there are some others throughout the...
Yeah. Yep, there is. In recent years, we've been able to... It's definitely not a Lincoln and Omaha thing anymore. We do events, obviously, North Platte, Kearney, Grand Island.
Okay, very good.
Columbus, mm-hmm. Fremont... majority, like Luke said, are in and around the Lincoln area. We do have a dozen events that we do in Omaha as well. Ice hockey is a good example, believe it or not. We do a pretty large ice hockey tournament in the middle of July, and we do that in Omaha because that's where the ice is.
That's right. We're talking with Pat and Luke with the Nebraska Sports Council. So the Cornhusker State Games, those begin, are they July? They're all in July, you said?
They're all July. We basically, like Luke said, we have 74 different events that we basically put on in a two-week period.
So what's the cycle tour exist of?
So the cycling tour is a non-competitive bike. So it's just we set up four different courses. People have options to do the family ride, which is a 10-mile, I think, is what Jeff's shooting for there. And then there's a 25-mile ride, a 50-mile ride, and for the hardy individuals, there is a 100-mile ride that is called the Century. We call it the Century Ride.
Okay. Let's go.
And that's a pretty cool deal because if you get out there and ride 100 miles, you deserve a little something extra. So the 100-mile bikers will get they'll get their usual participant bag, but as well as a extra little trinket. We don't know what that is yet, but the Century Riders will get.
And that route, I assume, probably utilizes some of the trails we have around our area?
So, honestly, we will use the highways. We're going to start and finish at Cody Park.
Okay.
And head north out of Cody Park. Jeff's still working on the exact routes, and we'll get those posted to the website. And the website, just so before I forget to mention it, cornhuskerstategames.com.
Okay.
And then just navigate to Cycle Tour. And you'll see all the general information is up there. And registration is open, so we're taking registrations. I think we're at about 25 riders right now, but
yeah.
There's a lot coming up to for marketing as far as...
Is this the first event North Platte's gotten to host before?
It is. I mean, outside, we've always done our torch run. The torch run's always come through, and that's always been kind of a, you know, a free participation, beg, borrow, and do as much as we can to get runners out there. But, yeah, this is the first time that a Cornhusker State Games event has been in North Platte.
That's awesome. Luke and Pat with the Nebraska Sports Council, they want to get signed up. If you want to get signed up for any event, and go look at the website at all the events, because there is really a sport for pretty much anybody.
Yep, yeah. That's the no lie. There's something for everybody.
I mean, there's some unique ones out there that you might not, maybe you do, but you didn't think you could ever compete in an actual event, and this is the time to do it. So is there a deadline for all these signups?
Yeah, so our official deadline is going to be July 2nd for all the sports. If something comes up and you can't get signed up by then, a lot of the sports are flexible, so don't let that be a total deterrence, but July 2nd.
Okay, very good. Nebraska Sports Council, and it looks like you guys just launched an endowment campaign, too. I'll give you a plug for that.
You bet. Thank you. So Nebraska Sports Council has been, so this is the 40th anniversary of the Nebraska Sports Council, obviously the Cornhusker State Games, too, but our board of directors started an endowment this year to celebrate the 40 years, and we have a pretty lofty goal of raising $1 million. To put in the endowment so that the Nebraska Sports Council carries on for another 40 years at least. And again, more information about that if you're interested in helping out, NebraskaSportsCouncil.com.
Nebraska Sports Council, they're hosting the Cornhusker State Games again in July, and Cycle Tour coming to North Platte. I know this will be a big deal, so I know the town's pretty excited about this. Thanks for choosing North Platte. We appreciate all the hard workers that made this happen, and looking forward to another Cornhusker State Games coming up in July. Deadline July 2nd. The website again to get signed up?
CornhuskerStateGames.com.
Pat, Luke, anything else you want to mention this morning?
Just a big thank you to you guys, Lisa at Visit North Platte, a big part of making this happen. So
absolutely. We're excited to host it. Let's get the cyclers out to North Platte. You guys have a great day, all right? And good luck in the next coming months as you get ready for your 40th Cornhusker State Games.
Thanks, Tanner.
Thank you, Tanner.
That's Pat again and Luke with the Nebraska Sports Council. The Cornhusker State Games coming again in July and the cycle tour to North Platte.